fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 13th day of January, 2008. Welcome to the second show of the year. I always look forward to listening to the host before me. Mr. Phillips has some interesting topics he talks about. He and I share a lot of common experiences. I gather his experience is primarily in the private sector in a sporting sense, while mine is primarily in the military and professionally as an investigator. But a lot of overlap in what he knows and what I know, and a lot of overlap in experience. Today I was looking at my first responder vest that I keep in bed for when things go bump in the night, when the dogs start barking and there's unexplained noise outside. It's my vest with my grab-and-go equipment, and I'll be talking about that in a bit more detail when we come back from the first break. I also have the second hour. We're going to have a special guest, Major Ed Dames, U.S. Military Intelligence, retired, talking about his work in remote viewing. It's going to be a fascinating interview, and I look forward to that. We're back to a little winter time here in the mountains of the Ozarks. Highs in the low to mid-30s, clear day today. Quite frankly, for the middle of winter, not too bad as all compared to the winters we've had in the past. We've had a string of mild winters here in the Missouri Ozarks here for quite a few years with very little precipitation in the form of snow. In fact, we're experiencing a drought, not really as severe in other parts of the country. In fact, we have the state of Missouri, I should say, has more bridges than any state in the union. I believe I've read that, and I think that's an accurate thing to say. We just have a tremendous amount of streams and rivers in the state of Missouri. But we are experiencing a drought, and that appears to be continuing. And I was looking over the Republic Broadcasting website. There's always a lot of interesting stories there and links to videos that you can watch. Fascinating stuff. Republic's website is just getting better all the time in that regard. First break coming up, we're going to talk about this first responder vest when we come back from the
beach. A matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. This Sunday, the 13th day of January 2008. Welcome back. I've got this vest here in front of me. It's a mil-spec vest. There's many of these on the market right now. My friend Frank Galati is marketing several of them, Galati International. And this particular vest is olive drab. It's got these straps sewn on it that you can attach all different kinds of pouches and holsters and so forth. So let's just go over what I've got here. I've got a leather holster attached on the left side with a Colt Gold Cup 1911 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol. Right below that is a double magazine pouch. Now I have an extra magazine in one of the two pouches, and in the other I have one of these nice little Surefire flashlights. It's the G6P, six Papa model. Nice, compact, very bright little flashlight. And just below that, I've got a pouch with 12 rounds of number 4 buck shotgun shells, 3-inch magnum shotgun shells. Those, of course, go with my Mossberg 12-gauge pump shotgun. Now, on the right side of the vest is a pouch that has a 2-meter HT handy talkie radio. 2-meter radio is equipped with a microphone that's attached near the top right side of the vest. And then just below that to the right is a handcuff pouch with a pair of handcuffs. And that's it. That's it for this vest. This is specifically meant to deal with things that go bump in the night. I can, of course, I have my 12-gauge Mossberg, and if there's noise at night that we don't recognize, the sound of breaking glass, car doors, something, the dogs are barking, it could be an animal or it could be a perpetrator. I'm ready to respond and have everything I need already attached. All I need to do is get dressed, slip on this vest, and I'm out the door. Now, of course, before I do that, I will turn on my 2-meter HT radio and make sure I have another one next to the bed for my wife, so we can communicate back and forth, and I can advise her on what I'm observing. And if she needs to, she can call the police, because where we live, cell phones do not work. There's just simply no cell phone service down here. And this would allow her to call the sheriff's department or the fire department, as the case may be, or the paramedics, if that would be necessary. I've recently responded to different things down here in my neighborhood. We had a serious vehicle accident a few months back that I was a first responder to. And things happen. Out here in the country, the response time for the police typically runs half an hour. The fire and paramedics are a little bit quicker, in fact, quite a bit quicker, because they're right here in the neighborhood, and they can respond typically in just 5 minutes or so. These guys are pretty much on the ball. And a lot of these guys also have paramedic training. But frequently, when you live in a country as far away from authorities as we do, you become your own police department, you become your own fire department, and your own paramedics. I keep a medical kit in my vehicle, along with other things to respond with. So I try to stay prepared and always ready to make that kind of response. And it's just the way we live out here. We take care of our own, and we take care of each other. That's the way the entire country used to be at one time. People took care of themselves and took care of each other. And once you get away from these densely populated areas in many, many parts of the country, probably most of the country, that's still the way it is. People looking out for themselves and looking out for each other. And that's the way it should be. I find it fascinating, a quick topic change here, that my longtime sponsor, Freeze Dry Guy, is now a sponsor for Republic Broadcasting Network as a whole. And I'll be reading a spot here about that in the not-too-distant future here, the next few months or so. So this is a live call-in show, and we do take your questions and comments at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So what do you keep next to your bed? I have always, as an adult, I've always had a loaded firearm next to my bed and a flashlight. Putting together this vest was a bit of an upgrade to that, so I'm a bit better prepared to respond when things go bump in the night, whether it's a animal that needs to be dealt with or a human being who means to cause trouble, trespass, steal, rob, whatever it might be. And so I'm better prepared to deal with that. What do you keep next to your bed? That's a good question. What do you keep next to your bed? Or do you just lock the door and call the authorities and hope that they get there before somebody breaks down your door? I know the demographics of this show, that's not the way most of you folks live your lives. That you're more likely to do as I do and have some serious firepower next to the bed so that you can deal with it. I was talking to a woman who wants to take a concealed carry training the other day. She told me about the pistol she keeps under her pillow. I can't say I've ever done that. Even in combat, I wouldn't sleep on top of the pistol. I would just keep it next to me. A lump of steel underneath your pillow is not a terribly comfortable thing to do. But you do what you have to do, and you do what fits with your lifestyle and your comfort level. Interesting things in the news. Some horrific murder down in Alabama, Dolphin Island, the bridge that connects Dolphin Island to Mobile, Alabama. I've been on that bridge a number of times, and it's quite high above the water. A good-sized ships can pass underneath it. From the names I was seeing, these the mom and the dad appear to be of Vietnamese heritage. I don't know where they were born. I haven't read that yet. A very tragic, tragic situation taking place there in Mobile, Alabama. Things going on, of course. The war continues. The dollar continues to go into the tank. Gold and oil are both reaching all-time highs, which, of course, just translates into the dollar becoming less valuable. We've got paper dollars chasing real commodities. Oil is a real commodity. Gold is a real commodity. The paper dollars chasing these commodities are having less value. So we always hear the term, oh, the price of gold has gone up. No, that's not what's happened. The value of the paper attempting to buy the gold has gone down. That's what's really going on. Well, the price of oil has gone up. No, the price of the oil hasn't gone up. The value of the oil hasn't gone up. The value of the paper dollars chasing the oil has gone down. That's what's really going on. So we need to always try to keep our focus on that and keep in mind what's really happening. The value of gold relatively doesn't change over centuries. And that's pretty well known and pretty well established. The value of oil, once it was found to have value as opposed to being a nuisance back in the 19th century, once it was discovered oil had value, its relative value hasn't changed all that much, but the price of the paper, the value of the paper dollars chasing it has changed tremendously. Of course, refined oil products carry a substantial amount of taxation with them. The taxes on a dollar of gasoline now exceed what the whole gallon of gasoline cost when I was a young man. I believe it's more than 30 cents a gallon at this point in time, taxes on each gallon of gasoline. So, where do we go? We need to be prepared. We don't know, at least I don't. I don't know if the dollar is going to continue losing value. It stands to reason that it would. I don't know how bad these wars are going to get. We don't know how quickly Earth changes will be manifesting themselves. We have kind of a ballpark idea. In the meantime, these bizarre weather-related events continue to sporadically whack us wherever we might be. It doesn't matter where we are. 20 inches of rainfall in one day. A hurricane in the middle of winter in the state of Washington. They don't even have tornado in the state of Washington in the middle of winter. They don't even have tornadoes in the springtime when is normally considered tornado weather. And the list goes on and on. Most observers have taken note that our weather has become more bizarre with each passing day and month, and continues to do so. Most people observe that. That's what's going to be so fast, and we have Major Ed Dames on at the top of the hour. He has a DVD, which I have a copy, and I just watched it again today. The title of it is Kill Shot. Very well done, very professionally done. Major Dames is the presenter on this DVD, and he presents evidence that's clear and convincing. He presents evidence that is completely consistent with what Professor McCanney's been saying in his books and on his radio show, and what I've been saying in my writing and my radio show also. So here you have, ladies and gentlemen, three men reaching the same conclusion about future Earth changes by different methods. Professor McCanney, by his scientific methods and theories. Major Ed Dames by his remote viewing methods and the teams that he's put together, and myself. All right, coming up, the call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 13th day of January 2008. Got a spot here from my friend, the freeze-dried guy. I normally do a kind of extemporaneous spot, but here's one that was professionally written, and it's very well done. So listen up here, guys and girls. Freeze-dried guy. Republic has a new sponsor, freeze-dried guy. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With freeze-dried guy, freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. There's never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy of long-storing foods and preparedness supplies. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit www.freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. I say again slowly, toll free, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy pays the freight within the lower 48 states. And then go ahead and check out our other sponsors, but you need to check out this guy. I was talking to Freeze Dry Guy on the phone. He sent me one of the last remaining example he's got of a custom-made straps and belt for a Alice backpack, my favorite backpack. They're not in production at the moment. He's not selling them at the moment. There's a local manufacturer out here where I am. They do soft goods, holsters, and gun cases and so forth, and they've got the expertise to build these things. I'm going to be talking to them about, once I get the engineering specs, about putting these straps and belts back into production. And if we can make that happen, that would be great. Our men in the Rangers and Special Forces and Marine Force Recon, many of them still prefer the Alice pack over the current issue pack that they're putting up, and which is good. Even with the issue straps, it's a good pack. With the aftermarket custom-made straps by Freeze Dragon, it's truly a superior backpack and very comfortable to carry a load, and you balance that load on that nice thick padded belt on your hips where your load should be balanced, and you're really good to go there. So I'm looking forward to getting those engineering specs and working with this fabricator, this manufacturing concern, to see if we can make this happen in a cost-effective manner. That's why the straps aren't in production at the moment. Is it no longer became cost-effective to make them where he was having them fabricated, and Freeze Drag Guy just will not take his business to Vietnam or China or India. He would consider Taiwan. I don't have any connections in Taiwan. I think the fabricator I work with, I believe they have their stuff made in Vietnam. I'm not positive where they get it made, but I'm pretty sure it's in Taiwan. So it'll be an interesting project to see if we can get that going. There's another product that Freeze Dry Guy and I were talking about, and that's the Blast Match. And I was just looking over his website, and he tells me he's selling these things, but for the life of me, I can't find the Blast Match on his website. Maybe I'm missing something, but it's a neat product also. It's a magnesium rod and a spring-loaded holder, and when you use this thing properly, you can just flat start a fire very quickly with the Blast Match, and hopefully the Freeze Dry Guy will get that up on his website so we can market some of those products. It's a good Green Beret trick, quite frankly, the Blast Match. It was part of his kit when he's in Special Forces. I didn't know about him when I was in SF, but if I had, I certainly would have carried it. And the Blast Match will become a permanent part of my kit, kit that I take into the field. It's a very well-made product that performs as advertised. And going back to this vest, Galati International is a place that sells some mil-spec vest. I'm working with a vendor to have some up on my website soon, some nice mil-spec vests at a real decent cost. I like the ones that the pouches are not permanently attached to the vest. Typically, you can get a kit where you get a vest and several pouches, 4, 5, 6, or 8 different pouches that you can attach to the vest at any place you choose to do so. A friend of mine who I served with in Special Forces, who also was a Navy SEAL, he said what the SEALs do, they'll get these pouches and they'll attach them temporarily to the vest in different positions, go out in the field and see how they like it, and then move them or adjust them as they see fit. And once they've taken them into the field several times and got them to where they think that they would like to keep them permanently, then they go ahead and sew them onto the vest permanently so that there's no chance of them coming off or making any noise or anything like that. So that's how the Navy SEALs do it, and I can't argue with that. It's certainly a good plan. Another break? Yes, I hear the music. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All I wanted was a sweet distraction for an hour or two.
And here I am, ladies and gentlemen, your sweet distraction for an hour or two. This is G.R. Moore on Sunday, the 13th day of January 2008, second show of the year. We've got several callers on hold. We're going to go right to the callers. Ed in Tennessee, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to let you know somebody's rebroadcasting between Memphis and Nashville. I'm on I-40, and I appreciate that they're doing that because otherwise I'd have missed your show altogether. The question I had when you were talking about home defense there, if you could address layers of defense. I understand the firearms are sort of a last resort or maybe a first resort for some folks, but I'd rather use it as a last resort. So could you talk about possibly layers of defense, including things like lights, cameras, and if there's any books on things like that?
Okay. We'll do that. Do you want to hold and talk about this, Ed, or do you want to listen?
Well, if it won't tie up your lines, I can't listen to you otherwise because the microphone.
Okay, well, let's have my engineer keep you on the line so you can hear this. First of all, my book, Feel Safe Anywhere, You Can Be Your Own Bodyguard, is an excellent basic primer, I guess you could say, for defending your home and safety and security while you're on the road, both. It's available at my website, thelibertyman.com. And, of course, it's excellent because I wrote it, right? layered defense, that's good because I use the same terminology in different areas. First of all, get a scanner. You don't know what's going on in your neighborhood unless you've got a scanner. And the more densely populated area you're in, the more important that is. Get a scanner and tune it into the police, fire, and paramedic frequencies. Then you can have an ongoing updates on the types of activity going on in your neighborhood. That gives you a better idea what you need to prepare for. Then you've got your home itself. Now, your home might be an apartment, or it might be a freestanding house with a yard. There's different options. Could be a mobile home. But you're going to have a perimeter. The perimeter of an apartment, obviously, is the four walls of the apartment, the doors and windows. The perimeter of a home is going to be the yard itself, which may or may not have a fence. Having a heads up on something violating your perimeter is very, very important. For most people, it's going to be a monitored alarm system. I always say monitored, I stress monitored, for the following reason. When you come home to your castle, you want to know your castle is unoccupied, that it's empty, there's nobody hiding or waiting for you. A monitored alarm system will give you that peace of mind that there's nobody inside your castle waiting for you. In addition, when you go to bed, you can disable the interior alarm and activate the perimeter once again, the doors and windows, so that while you're asleep, if somebody violates the perimeter, your doors or windows, it will wake you up and alert you that your perimeter is being violated. I suggest, and this is all in my book, a safe room. For most people, it's going to be a master bedroom or a master bedroom suite. Colonel Jeff Cooper, suggests a wrought iron gate separating the sleeping area of the home from the rest of the home that can be secured so that if a perpetrator would violate that part of the perimeter in the dining area, living area, basement, garage, whatever, that they would have one more barrier between them and the people asleep in the back of the house. That's a possibility. The safe room should have a fire-rated wood, solid core wood door with at least one deadbolt lock, or a steel door with a steel frame with a deadbolt lock. It should have its own telephone or a cell phone or both, and it should have another way to escape. If it's a second story safe room, it needs to have a way out of there. You never want to get stuck someplace you can't get out of. That becomes your place of refuge. The safe room becomes the place where you make your last stand if your home is invaded. And, of course, you want a firearm in there, a firearm that would stop the perpetrator. So that's kind of the reader's. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm following along with you in the perimeter defense and layer-type defenses. Comes from 25 years in the Air Force, Special Forces, and where I live, and I'm sure where you live, you know, my initial perimeter defense is the dogs barking and animals being upset, but sometimes that's hard to discriminate between that and, a four-legged.
It takes a while. I spent my life without dogs living in a city. I didn't think it was fair to the animal, but now that I'm here in the country, I'm learning about dogs, and they have different barks. They'll have a different bark for a hostile human as opposed to a raccoon, for example.
Yeah.
And you have to learn. It's a process of learning these barks and how the animals are responding at night. But the dogs are excellent, and I suggest people acquire dogs and work with the dogs, train with the dogs, and incorporate that dog into their overall security plan. The other basis of security are lights, locks, alarms, and insurance. You do want lights that turn themselves on if somebody is entering your space around your home. You want lights turning themselves off and on while you're gone automatically to give a lived-in appearance. You want good quality, not the cheapest, but good quality name-brand deadbolt locks that go into a solid steel plate, and solid core wood, fire-rated wood doors are fire-rated steel doors with steel frames. That it will really slow down a perpetrator.
Yeah, well, I also heard to use the 3-inch screws to put them into the door jamb so they can't kick the door in. That usually is, if you get this good steel screws and run them 3 inches into the studs, that tends to hurt the guy's foot.
Well, we're on the same page there, Ed, because I do exactly the same thing.
And do you have
go ahead.
I'm sorry, do you have a website?
My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't forget to put the V in front of it.
All right. Now, is that available through the RBN website, a link?
Is there a link from Republic? Maybe my engineer will come in here and whisper in my ear if there is. I don't believe there is. There's a link. He just whispered in my ear. There is a link.
Okay. Well, this is technology at its finest because I'm listening to the show on a cell phone, so I'm enjoying it.
Well, it is. Well, thank you for calling, Ed. We appreciate it.
All right. I'll listen as long as I can. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. And we got Mark from Florida. You there, sir?
Hello.
Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air.
Hello.
Speak up. Hi. You're on the air, Mark. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you, Mr. Moore?
Good. What's going on?
Great show again. I keep next to my bed a Mossberg 500.
That's what I've got.
You know, gold cup.
Yep.
And my dog, Chloe, she's a half chow, half Australian shepherd. And she loves her family very much. Nothing moves around my property.
It's amazing how attached. I didn't know, you know, until I became a dog owner, I didn't really understand how attached you could become to a dog. And they become very protective, don't they?
Oh, they absolutely do. And my wife and I, we belong to an organization called Puppies Under Protection. We rescue, abuse, and abandoned puppies and find good homes for them. And Miss Chloe is a rescue, and she'll lay down her life for anybody.
Well, both our dogs were... Go ahead.
Yeah, but she's just unusual. She parks herself between all the bedrooms facing the only entrance and exits to my home. I sleep very soundly.
And did you train her to do that, or she figured it out herself?
It's just the chow and the Australian shepherd, I guess.
Okay.
I think I gave her basic commands with, you know, stay, come, sit, go, you know, get off the bed, that sort of thing. But no, she just picks it up naturally.
Well, that's wonderful, and you're truly blessed to have that animal. Our two dogs are both mid-breed strays that showed up here hungry and looking for a place to live, and we adopted them, and they've both proven to be excellent, excellent animals.
They will be for the rest of their lives.
They will. And one of my neighbors told me several years ago, he says, John, the strays make the best dogs, and
yes,
that's proven to be quite accurate.
Yep, that and rescues. I haven't had an AKC dog since I was probably 9 years old, and it was the dumbest animal I ever had.
Well, I think some of these purebreds are interbred maybe too much.
Absolutely.
And they lose some of their God-given characteristics from that interbreeding. I know some of them have some health problems, too, from the interbreeding. German shepherds
absolutely.
Are real bad. I know some of the German shepherds have been interbred so much they have these bad hip problems, for example.
Yeah, exactly. I was a canine handler in the Army, and my partner had hip dysplasia and had to be put down. So that's the last time that I can remember that I had any type of a purebred dog. Other than when I was 9.
All right. Well, Mark,
right.
thank you for
the
call.
You've got a great show. Oh, you're welcome. And the reason people don't call in as often as you might like is because you learn more by listening than by talking. My grandfather told me that at a young age.
Well, your grandfather was a wise man, wasn't he?
Right. Yes, sir, he was. You take care.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
And we've got Aaron from Colorado. Aaron, are you there, sir? Hello, Aaron. Speak up. Aaron, you're on the air.
Hi, John. Appreciate
Go
your
ahead.
Show.
Thank you, sir.
You were talking about invaders, and I'm glad you're giving us tips. And I think people forget that the invaders can be our own government. And
Well, you don't know that. And there's been a number of well-publicized incidents where some kind of SWAT team will have the wrong address.
Well, that's and exactly that. I was going to, I don't know if you have time to hear it, but.
Well, we got some time.
This is a story that's going to, you're going to appreciate it, but you're also going to be outraged because it happened to a Vietnam medic vet and his family. It's where I live in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. This happened, I believe, Friday. He's got a family, homeschooled. He homeschools his family, and I think there's like six six or maybe 10 in his family, but four or five are living at home still. And he homeschools his family. And his son was kind of horse playing around and had a handle on the car that his sister was driving, and she was pulling out, and he slipped and fell and hit his eye on the ice. And a neighbor.
Oh, I heard this story. Go ahead. Yeah.
The neighbor saw it, and he had a black eye. Of course, I guess you couldn't see it right away, but the neighbor, you know, I guess talked to the father and says, hey, you know, that's pretty serious. You know, maybe you ought to take him in. He says, no, I think he's fine. We'll check it out. And this guy's a medic of Vietnam, so.
Right.
You know, he knows how to take care of his family. Anyway, the neighbor called the paramedics, and so they came down, and they wanted to see the son, and the father says, you know, I don't need your services. I'd like you to leave and get off my property.
Right.
And they left. And my son was dehydrated a couple years ago and passed out, and the neighbor and his friends were there and caught him. And the paramedics came to my house, and I was at work, and they called me and said, we're going to take him to the hospital. I said, well, my friend's right there. He can take him in. They said, no, he's under 18. We have to take him in. And so a two-mile ride was $1,000.
Oh, man.
So I'm getting off track there. But anyway, right. The father said, you know, I don't need your services. I don't need you to look at him, and he doesn't need to go to the hospital. Please get off my property. And they left, and they contacted social services. So social services got involved and came down to the house and wanted to see the boy. And he let him see the boy, and they said, well, we recommend that you take him to the hospital. And he says, well, I don't think that's necessary. And he asked them to leave, too. Well, they went and got a court order to go get the son. And so the SWAT team did. They went down and broke his door down in the night, put guns to the daughter's head, to the family's head, put the father and the mother down and cuffed them. The oldest daughter cuffed them, had AR-15s to their heads. They were all in SWAT gear with helmets and black uniforms, etc. They took the boy. They told the family that if they followed him or if they tried to retrieve the son, they would be arrested. They took the kid to the hospital, and the doctor says he needs an ice patch and some Tylenol if needed. And they returned the son a few hours later with no apology. This is just out of control.
I heard this story yesterday, and you filled in more details than I heard yesterday. But I hope this father, this Vietnam vet, ends up owning this city that owns this police department. He should own that city before this is over.
I agree.
It's an absolute outrage. There easily could have been loss of life there if that man had taken out these guys, breaking down his door. And I heard it was about 11 o'clock at night, wasn't it?
Exactly, and they returned him, I think, at 3 in the morning. You can go to postindependent.com. It's the Glenwood Post Independent, but it's postindependent.com. On the bottom left-hand side, where you can add your comments and read the comments, the top three links, county sees his son for medical care. Then there's one on where the sheriff comes out and gives his spiel. Our local newspaper and the police department have spun this to make him, to demonize this man. They've called him a constitutionalist and a non-taxpayer, and he keeps his children out of the schools, and he doesn't want to join the rest of us. They've demonized him. They've poo-pooed the SWAT team. They've poo-pooed the sheriff. And we live in a resort town of maybe 8,000. So why we have... Homeland Security gave us a $100,000 SWAT vehicle and all the gear that goes with it.
Oh,
we don't
boy.
Need a SWAT team. I mean,
well,
anyway.
Healthy young men in their 20s that are cops, it's real easy to get them pumped up and all enthusiastic about these black ninja suits and this high-tech equipment and everything. That doesn't take much at all. That's just the nature of young men in our society. Let's get some clarification here, Aaron. I believe that the treatment provided by the father, the Army medic, was basically the same treatment provided by the hospital under duress. An ice pack and Tylenol, right?
Right.
Yep.
Exactly. And he, I guess he was in the 10 offensive? One of the bloodiest battles in Nam. He was a medic in that.
I was in the Tet Offensive also.
Okay. Well, then
you're laying there on your belly and you listen to the radio and you're hearing that the United States Embassy has been taken over. You kind of start losing hope.
Well, he was involved in that. I will email these links to you if you care, and you can have them directly.
I like to see that, Aaron. This is a story we need to track. I truly hope that a very, very competent law firm that takes on these kind of civil matters will be contacted by him. It's not ethical for the law firm to contact him. He has to make contact with the law firm to sue the pants off this.
I believe the state attorney general, our state attorney general, should be looking into this. I really do.
Well, the Colorado State Attorney General won't put any money in the pocket of his family where a private attorney came.
Well, I'm hoping they would look into the outrageous abuse of the Constitution that this SWAT team did.
And I hope they take care of it. Aaron, thank you for your call. We got a break.
Okay.
Let's stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is the Hour Moore. It is Sunday, the 13th day of January, 2008, second show of the new year. Welcome back. It was an interesting conversation with Aaron from Colorado there a moment ago before the break. These outrages continue to happen all over the country, where the SWAT team's going to have the wrong address. I think they're breaking down the door of the local drug dealer, or they're breaking down the door of the local 80-something-year-old grandmother, or whoever it might be, innocent civilian. Or they get carried away, as in the case here in Colorado, where this gentleman and his family were doing quite well, needed no assistance from the authorities. Minor injury, was being properly treated by a man competent to do so. And the police grossly overused their authority, abused their authority. Let me tell you how these SWAT teams come in the door. It's almost, if they can, it's under cover of darkness. I heard this was 11 o'clock at night, which is right at shift change. So they had these guys all suited up. It's dark. They don't knock first. This is these people use dynamic entry. They break down the door and they sweep in there with body armor, weapons drawn. Just like they would as if this was a group of Muslim terrorists inside this home. In this particular case, the homeowner would have been completely justified in using deadly force to stop these home invaders, who he didn't know who they were. Even if they're shouting police, anybody can shout police. It doesn't mean they're the police. Anyone can shout that. He knew he was living a normal life and he wasn't a criminal, so the police would certainly have no reason to invade his home. Criminals pretending to be police certainly may have reason to invade his home to do what criminals might want to do with him and his family, his possessions. Well, it's a minor miracle that nobody was injured or killed in that particular incident. And I truly, truly hope that this gentleman ends up with a law firm that's competent to take on the city. I believe it was Golden, Colorado, if I'm not mistaken, to take on the city of Golden, Colorado, and take them to the cleaners and wipe them out financially. It's inexcusable, absolutely inexcusable, the behavior of these men who pretend to be police officers. And I say pretend because that's police officers I know don't behave that way. They simply don't do that. They don't use a dynamic entry with weapons drawn in the same manner as you would going after Islamic terrorists. Simply don't do that. And that's an embarrassment for any man or woman who wears a badge and takes the oath of office. It's an absolute embarrassment. It's a microcosm of what's been going on all over the country. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Major Ed Dames will be our guest in the second hour. You will find it a fascinating interview. You will learn things you've never heard about before. You'll find out the ways to get your hands on information you never heard of before. It's an education for me. I know it'll be an education for most of you. Finding out new things is neat and fun. It's part of what makes life interesting. And you're going to learn some interesting and fun things and scary things also when Major Ed Dames comes on the top of the hour here. Stay tuned. It's going to be a fun second hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since 1980.